Welcome to Men in Charge, in briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Tony, thanks for contributing yet another chapter to our helpful segments for people dealing with empty offices still thanks to COVID.
That's right. People are still using that excuse not to come in. But if you have someone who does come in, that person gets to wreak havoc. As we consider this in the Empty Office Part 2, remember that underlying every episode is an implicit question that serves as the premise for that episode. Write down this question in the back of your hand, mail in your hand, and if the question is correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Offices are dark all across America. Employees sit at home, some in just their softest underwear, working remotely in the happy clutter of their own home. But not everyone is content in that clutter. Elizabeth Hempworthy, another nameless corporate cubicleer, has fled her domestic comfort for the chilly duty of the office.
There's nothing like an empty office. No managers to keep me from relaxing into my morning or from manipulating the office budgets. So, breakfast champagne from DoorDash. What is that? Oh, damn it. It's our monthly team meeting. Wait, what am I supposed to be wearing since I'm not here at the office? Too late to worry, and I'll use my Lutheran Church Zoom background. That's proof I'm working and from home.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, it's nice to hear the usual noise from people's kitchens and bedrooms.
I'm in the bathroom. It's the only private spot in the house. I told you, the meeting's only going to last an hour.
Sylvia, you can stretch this meeting out to an hour, can't you? Please?
Maybe, Gerald, but only if you promise to make up this hour this weekend. Elizabeth, your house is strangely quiet. What's your secret?
Well, the kids are outside.
In this weather?
I told them to keep moving. That'll keep them warm for a while. But enough about me. What's the update on having us return to the office?
Oh, right. Well, the thugs at corporate are insisting that we return to the office at least 3 days a week, so I thought this Monday would be a good day to...
Oh, I don't know. I just don't think we're as productive here, there at the office. Here at home, I can just put my head down and focus.
But it's not as if we have a choice. So let's use part of this Zoom meeting to coordinate our schedules for the office time next week.
Sylvia, don't you think, isn't there anything we can do? The office is probably a mess. What with the obvious vandalism that might have taken place and the accounts? What if someone has hacked into our budget remotely? It will take weeks to put everything back together and to find the culprits.
What do you mean, culprits? And what are you drinking, Elizabeth?
I'm just drinking Pepsi. Now, I don't want to accuse anyone, say Gerald, without any proof, but...
Wait, accuse me? Accuse me of what?
Whoa, why so defensive, Gerald? Has something been going on you'd like to tell us all about? Sylvia, I'd be happy to look through his computer.
That's all the time we have now for The Empty Office. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Sylvia say...
I don't know, Gerald. You do seem pretty defensive. Maybe Elizabeth should at least check out your browsing history.
Well, Tony, we've had some responses. What's the good one?
Well, here's one in laundry marker on a hand. Leander Leslie from Cumming, Iowa writes... Does this office have anything good on tap for morning beer?
Oh, that's wrong.
The requested app was not found.
But what a great idea for morning beer.
Thank you for the idea, yep. But no valuable
no
prize.
No valuable prize for you. We do consider our cast valuable prizes because they are Nisha Schramm, Sarah O'Hare, and Ann Porter, and today's writer was Tony Flynn.
We'd also like to thank the only man who's run the gamut of gamuts, Brian Lindsay.